Now, joined for our weekly interview, getting ready for the South Harrison contest on Friday, coming off home games here with Chillicothe this past Friday and Princeton on Tuesday night with the head coach of the Trenton Boys basketball program in Corbin Coe. Coach, ran into you after the game last night, and you kind of had the same thought I did. And you looked me right in the eyes, and you go, you got any advice for getting a team rolling that has a bad quarter, and then they followed up with a great quarter? And boy, the same storyline kind of developed last night as it did against Chillicothe on Friday.
Yeah, you know, you said on the air the other night, you know, it was one of the most unique games you've seen in Friday night in the first half, and we decided to go ahead and have an encore on that last night. And, you know, we got to figure out a way not to spot a team 24 points to begin before we start rolling.
To me, too, and, you know, I thought about it a little bit because we kind of talked back and forth about it. And to me, I think it comes down to, do you kind of feel like you have a team right now, Coach, that if things are going great, you know, they feel good? And if things aren't going great, they're just having a ton of trouble trying to figure out how to get that thing turned around, where obviously the quarter break has helped with that, but the maturity of kind of figuring out on the fly how you're going to get momentum turned, I think that's a big step for this team.
Yeah, that's where we're just gaining experience right now. You know, figuring out our identity and who we are and how we're going to go about things. And, you know, whenever you're coaching teenage kids, this is some of the growing pains that we're going through right now. And, you know, we're going to continue to work out and get it figured out.
So if you do look at last night, you know, just the fact that, you know, you look for, okay, what's going well. And for back-to-back games, you got behind by, you know, 20-some-odd points in the first quarter. A lot of teams out there would kind of duck their heads, even if it's, you know, psychologically, and they'd be done for the night. Back-to-back games, Coach, you guys have come back and fought in the second quarter. That's a great sign.
Absolutely, and that's probably something I need to share with my kids more about that is, you know, that shows character and resiliency to be able to get down to 20-plus points, you know, after 8 minutes. A lot of teams are going to roll over and it's going to be done, and we're looking at a 70-20 type game, but they have battled back and gotten into it. It takes so much mental and physical strain to get back in a game like that, and it's hard to sustain what you're doing whenever you have to climb up that hill so early in a game.
I know the difference that I saw too, and I know, you know, turnovers wise, it wasn't a perfect night on Friday by any stretch, but Chillicothe is big, and, you know, they're deep, and they're physical and all those things. Not that Princeton isn't physical, but it's a different sort of team than Chillicothe. Princeton's good. But I thought last night, Coach, and I know you saw the same thing in the first quarter, you gave the Tigers way too much assistance with those live ball turnovers.
Yeah, and that's, you know, those are the equivalent to pick sixes. You know, whenever you get a turnover and then now you're playing broken basketball, it's tough to get a stop. And, yeah, we had 17 turnovers in the first half, and that's going to lead to some troubles, and 12 of them in that first quarter, and that, you know, that really caused us some issues and got us behind on the scoreboard quickly. And then from that point on, you know, we only turned the ball over 10 times in the next three quarters. So five in that second quarter. And then so we're looking at, I think, only five turnovers in the second half. So we did a better job of taking care of the basketball. We just got to start that game. We lost the turnover margin. Too great in the last couple of games. That's really been a big Achilles heel for us right now.
Jaron was in foul trouble, you know, and he couldn't go as aggressively at Preston in the fourth quarter as he usually would. And if memory serves, I think Royce is in some foul trouble too. Did getting those two guys in foul trouble in the second half, Coach, that really kind of hamper your attempts to try to get back into that ballgame?
I mean, it obviously doesn't help. You know, I try to look at it the other way, is I was able to put a, you know, when Royce got in foul trouble, he picked up his third in the second and had to go to a freshman, Dylan Spencer, who hasn't had a lot of experience yet this season, and he played well in those minutes that he got in the second quarter, and then Royce picked up that fourth foul again in the third quarter, and so Dylan came in again, and Dylan did a really nice job of going in there and hanging on his own. You know, he's got even less experience than the guys in front of him, so I was proud of him for that. But yeah, anytime foul trouble, I can't see a situation where foul trouble is a good thing to be in. So, and that's got to be on us. I mean, we can't be in foul trouble every game. We've got to learn and adapt and continue to get better on that.
So as it comes, your basketball team, Coach, you know, you look at the game Tuesday night and the game on Friday night, rather, it's kind of the same story. However, boy, second quarter, we'll look at the one here against Princeton. just really, really good. The guys were attacking. They were hitting shots. They were turning over the Tigers. And that's, you know, and the guys have shown they can do it. That's the sort of play that you're looking for moving forward for Trenton, because that second quarter surge was very, very good.
Yeah, if we could eliminate everything else and just look at the second quarter of the last two games, that's what we are trying to be. In a shell, that is what Trenton basketball is moving towards. And so it's a good thing that we can see it in glimpses. Now the challenge is going to be, can we sustain it for a half, three quarters, and then eventually get it to that 32-minute mark? Because that's what we're looking to get to. And last night and Friday night, I saw light bulb moments with kids that are starting to kind of figure things out and get it. It's just, can we get it over 32 minutes?
Yeah, there's so many guys. And as I've said, it's not a Trenton team that you look at the roster and say, man, there's just a ton of freshmen and sophomores. It's not that, but you just have 80, 85% of your roster that either had very minimal or no varsity time. They're JV players last year, now they're varsity players. I know it's probably a question that they could answer more than coach, but what's been the biggest challenge for those guys in just getting adjusted to varsity play, coach?
You know, I would say it's just the roles. A lot of times whenever you go from being a sophomore to a junior and a junior to a senior, you know, you go from being maybe the third or fourth option on a team and move into the one or two. A lot of these guys are going from being six, seven, eighth options up to one and two. You know, Jaron's obviously got some experience in the starting lineup, but he was probably, you know, fourth, fifth option last year. And this year he's got to be up there in one, two, three option. And some of those guys that came off the bench and stuff like that last year, they jumped a bunch of roles, and that's just part of it, and they're learning, and they're doing a good job with it, and I'm really proud of the kids.
Chase Otto, really good night last night scoring the ball, coach. I don't know if it was as high for the season because he was right in the same area that he was in your win against Hardin Central, but I think I had him down for 19, and he was very, very strong for you on the offensive end.
Yeah, I mean, he had 19 last night. I think he had 20 against Hardin Central. He gets it. A lot of stuff just by working hard and getting to where he needs to get to, and his motor is a high motor, and I'm proud of that because he's a workhorse. Chase does everything that I ask him to do, and he does it to the best of his ability.
Yeah, you know, yeah. 3-point shooters, you know, tell you to keep shooting them, but if he's hitting them, and you know, it's fuel for your engine. And Bryson Lloyd, you know, you talk about the second quarter and where did the engine come from. And if Bryson Lloyd's hitting, he hit three of those shots in the second quarter. You guys really saw a surge off of that.
Yeah, I mean, he is our 3-point threat, our biggest 3-point threat. And you know, he's shooting the ball pretty well from three right now. I mean, last night 3 of 7. I'll take that every day of the week. You know, and if you know, that's, you know, 9 points on 7 shots. I'll take it. So he has to find his room and get in a rhythm. And, you know, we got to do a better job of maybe sometimes kicking it out to him once we get the lane clogged up. But, yeah, he's a good shooter, and that's his best strength, and he plays to that strength.
Yeah, you got to figure that South Harrison. I'm sure I'll recognize a lot of names on their roster from their football team, and their football team went to the state quarterfinals, so we know that they have talent coming through that system. And I don't know, have a lot of the details, but I know they won pretty handily at Maysville, and South Harrison sounds like they'll be a pretty good opponent on Friday night, Coach.
Absolutely, and you know, going to South Harrison is never going to be an easy thing, and you got the Watson brothers over there coaching right now, and Coach Cale Watson does a great job with those kids. They're always playing hard, and they're a scrappy bunch of kids, and I've only got to see one game live with them. I got a couple of games I got to break down here in the next day. But I know it's going to be a challenge, and, you know, I think they're going to be right there on the same level of Princeton. I think they played in the Albany tournament to 5, 6, 7-point game, so it's going to be another battle, and let's see if we can, you know, start that game off more on a level playing field than we've done the last two games.
So you're down by 6 going into the half, which, all things considered, where you were at, you came down from down 20 to down 6. When you looked at, you know, I think it wasn't as significant of a run in third quarter as the first last night, but you ended up falling behind by that 10 to 14 point margin by the mid third quarter. When you look back at that 3-4 minute stretch, coach, where were the areas that the boys struggled coming out of halftime?
You know, we actually got it cut to 4 right out of halftime. They missed 2 shots, and we were able to get a steal off an inbounds play and took it to 30-26. So, you know, at that point, we got to be sitting pretty happy just to be back in the basketball game by that point.
Mm-hmm.
But our second Achilles heel, if our first one's turnovers, our second one is the second chance points. Those are leading to some big runs. And, you know, it's tough to make a team miss once. It's tougher to make them miss twice, and it's near impossible to make them miss 3 or more times in a possession. So we got to really work on finishing those possessions off. And If we can start limiting second-chance points and limiting their turnovers, you know, I'll take our chances with a lot of teams.
Head coach Corbin Coe of the Trenton Bulldogs team look to get that elusive first GRC win Friday night at South Harrison. You can hear that one on Z101.7. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll see you Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.